Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. We'll be talking about the divisions, some of the highs, the lows, through the first, well, not quite 2 weeks, but certainly giving our thoughts and opinions as we always do. Obviously, the big news of the past week, Mr. Guerrero Jr. and the Blue Jays coming to a 14-year extension agreement. Talk lots about that, and then how that maybe impacts the Blue Jays, but also the next off season and moving forward with the players. Lots of excitement for sure. If your players coming up on the back end of your years, and there's some good ones out there. So we'll give our thoughts and opinions on that as well. Touch briefly on the brand new Netflix docuseries on the Boston Red Sox from last year. Some of you who's already might have started watching it, might have watched it all. I don't know. I'm halfway through. I'll touch on it a little bit and that without giving too much away on tonight's show as well. So, but before we get there, as always, Dirtbags, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Can't thank you enough for listening to the show. Being a dirtbag is what it's all about. It's getting up, getting after it. It's getting dirty as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of this great game. And that's what it's all about, on the field, off the field, in our day-to-day life. That's really what it comes down to, and it's figuring out how to become that consistent dirtbag day in, day out, for sure. So, and as always, definitely our shout-out to our U.S. Armed Forces Network around the world. Thank you all of the servicemen and women doing what you do every day so we can do what we do here, Nolan, myself, and the rest of the dirtbags. We thank you for listening, and hopefully we bring a little bit of enjoyment to your week every time we come on board. And if you do listen to us again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you do every single day so we can do what we do. That's what it's all about. If you have curtain call questions, if you have training questions, you know where you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send those to us there, and we'll try our very best to get them on a show. If they're personal questions about anything, anything and everything, we'll definitely pick up the phone or a video call or whatever it is to try to navigate you down that road. It's a wild and frenzy baseball journey, as we always say. So that's what it's all about. But you know, we're just happy to be with you every single week. So stay tuned, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back after the break. We're going to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you gonna do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring is here, and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, how do you want to kick tonight's show off?
Yeah, so I mean, Kirk already kind of touched base on it. Obviously, the big news of the past week, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 14-year, $500 million deal includes a $325 million signing bonus. That's insane. I didn't know that until I just read it. There you go.
Really?
So Shai Davidi just announced that. $325 million signing bonus. Adds $20 million is payable this year, but the rest will be spread out between 2026 through 2039.
Wow.
So there you go. So it's $175 million in salary. Yeah, that's breaking news, obviously, right there. I mean, realistically, we're probably going to talk about this for the whole segment. I know we talked about it, obviously, in the offseason and everything like that. $500 million was kind of, I guess, his asking price. Obviously, that's what ended up getting the deal done and everything like that. Here's the thing. We've talked about it a bunch in the offseason and everything like that. What's going to be the ROI for the Toronto Blue Jays signing this $500 million deal? Probably not that much. Right, unless the Jays go on magical runs and make it to the World Series, win a World Series, all this extra stuff, right? The good thing, though, for the Toronto Blue Jays, obviously, this upcoming free agency, they no longer had the biggest question on the table. Is Vlad, is Bo going to re-sign? Who's doing what? What's doing who? Like, I'm not coming to Toronto unless basically these guys are signed, right? Bo Bichette, obviously, still up in the air. Hasn't signed the contract extension. As far as I know, probably hasn't been offered a contract extension. Vladdy, obviously the magic number is 5. He gets his 5. $325 million signing bonus, though. That is wild to me.
I can't even wrap my head around that. But let's get back to the $500 million and stuff. We talked about it all offseason, Nolan, like you said. And you know it, Dirtbags. Listen to us all the time. I mean, basically the Blue Jays are giving him back probably what they've already earned off of him in the 9 years that he's been in the association with the club, signing as a 16-year-old or whatever, son of Vlad Senior, obviously Canadian born. He probably spends his whole life in Toronto, obviously. Great storyline. But again, I think great business move for the Blue Jays, as much as they're giving him back his money that they've already earned. So they're kind of washed. I'm not saying they've earned 500, but I think everybody can realistically realize that it is the whole country that's buying his jerseys. So you got 30 plus million closing in on 40 million people or whatever. And that, not everybody's a baseball fan. I get that, but even still, like, a lot of money been invested by the fans of the Blue Jays. And Vladimir Guerrero, other players obviously as well. But I mean, good for them to get it done. They had to get it done. I mean, that's crazy to think $325 in a signing bonus, but what a great move. If you can spread it out over all those years, keeps the payroll realistic, so you can now go out and go ahead and fill those teams somewhat like Shohei did with the Dodgers. So, I mean, if you're Kyle Tucker, Nolan, you got to be excited. I mean, that's just a name that pops to the top of my head right there now. But there's a good group of free agents coming up. Bo Bichette, like you said, you know, what are you thinking if you're those players right now? Go ahead and put up a big season, obviously.
Kyle Tucker, to me, was still going to be the best free agent this year. Even with Vladdy coming on, and Vladdy might get paid more money when it's all said and done than Kyle Tucker, just because of the age difference. But to me, I mean, I would have prioritized Kyle Tucker over Vladimir Guerrero Jr. if obviously Vladdy got to free agency. Vladdy obviously seemed to have been the big ticket, but in terms of actual production, Kyle Tucker outside of last year has been significantly better and more consistent throughout his career than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Vladdy, for as much as I'm happy that he gets to stay in Toronto for the remainder of his career, the weight thing is still going to always be a concern for me. As long as, hey, if he puts in the work that he's put in over the last couple of years, obviously I'm not as concerned about it. But it's like, okay, if he does balloon to get back up to 300 pounds because he's got that security, he's got that long-term contract and everything like that, then it's like, okay, so what did we waste this money for essentially at the end of the day? But yeah, like, I'm looking at it, obviously, yeah, you got some big time free agents. I'm still gonna pound the table until basically he either gets re-signed or becomes a free agent, as to Bo Bichette becoming a second baseman. I think he does get Marcus Semien money if he's a second baseman. I don't think he gets that money if he's a shortstop, as weird as that is to say. Like, to me, he's not a $25 million a year shortstop. He's a $25 million a year second baseman. But obviously the Jays have Andrés Giménez now and everything like that. It's going to be interesting to see kind of what path the Jays go with that. Kyle Tucker, though, to me, I mean, obviously, I love watching that guy play baseball. Even though he's on the Cubs right now, the start of the season that he's had has been right in line with what you expect to get out of Kyle Tucker, right? Like, he's hitting his home runs. He's hitting clutch hits. Obviously, the Cubs went on a nice little run there over the past week to get themselves catapulted up to first place in the NL Central. It's going to be one of those things this upcoming fall. Excluding the pitchers, obviously, you're going to have a couple of guys up there at the top of everybody's list in terms of position players, and rightfully so. I think it's still going to be a great class, even with Vladdy already signing.
Well, I think that's become the trend, right? Your top players are getting those 500 plus now, 350 if you want to go to Judge back with him signing and stuff like that. And then after that, I think you've seen the market get corrected underneath that. No disrespect to the second tier players or whatever in that, but they seem to have held a pretty firm line on not really breaking that 200 million mark for those players, right? And back to Vladdy, I mean, you got to sign now. So now, I mean, you were talking about his weight, but I look at it and I look at it strictly business. You got to go win. You got to go get into the playoffs, and you got to win in the playoffs and try to get that World Series. Obviously, everybody's trying to get a World Series, but those teams got to go now and get those world playoffs. And I mean, you're seeing a pretty good series right now with the Jays and the Red Sox. They've got two. They got tonight's game going later on. but it's going to be interesting. Bichette is very interesting, like you said, because their number one prospect with the Blue Jays, he's still a couple of years, 3 years maybe away. The Arjun kid at short. It's interesting to see what they'll end up doing with Bichette. And I think Bichette is going to probably wait all the way until the trade deadline to see where the Blue Jays are and what they have to do with him. Because like you said, you have Jimenez, so you could roll him over to shortstop if you needed to. But now with that $325 million signing bonus or whatever, dropping that down to $175 million contract, that's going to give them a good option. If they're in the hunt come trade deadline, the Blue Jays, now you can go get that. Now you can go fill people, whether it's pitchers, whether it's players, whatever else. You're going to get Varsho back before too long. It's going to be interesting to see because, you know, the Yankees are still leading the division. One again today against the Detroit Tigers. Max Fried looks good. We'll talk about him a little later on. It's going to be interesting to see. And I mean, the Red Sox, they're better. They're better this year. Orioles haven't really taken flight yet. But it's not going to, once the weather warms up, I think they'll settle in and get going a little bit. Charlie Morton hasn't looked good for them. But for that Blue Jays, I mean, now it's time to, hey, put that foot down and let's get rolling. Let's stay consistent. Let's stay fired up. Let's get excited about this and settle in and play our season the way we need to and get after it.
Yeah, if I'm the Jays, I'm still trying to go out there and make a couple of moves, obviously. Like the past couple of years, they've gone to the Cardinals. They've made a couple of trades. I'm looking at a Ryan Helsley or something like that. Like, there's options out there. They need the bullpen pieces. I think once they get Varsho back, like you said, that's a team that could possibly get into the playoffs. No guarantees, but it's looking like a good roster on paper. But we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are we rolling?
Yeah, so the World Baseball Classic pools got announced today. Little bit different this year. Not seeing Canada and the U.S. in the same pool is a bit of a surprise to me. So Pool A, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Canada, Panama, Colombia. Pool B, United States, Mexico, Italy, Great Britain, Brazil. Pool C, Japan, Australia, Korea, Czechia, Chinese Taipei. Pool D, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Netherlands, Israel, Nicaragua. The games will be played March 6th through the 11th of next year. I'm looking at it, right? And I've just gotten so used to seeing Canada, Mexico, USA all in the same pool and everything like that. Obviously, the three North American countries. Seeing Canada in a different pool this year, that really kind of surprised me. But I'm just looking at it, right? And each one of these pools, and to me, this is what made the 2023 one so good, was because you had those Central America countries all lumped in together in that one pool, where it was, I think, Dominican, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Cuba, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they were all in the same pool. And you're like, oh, this is a dogfight pool. And I mean, to be fair, Pool D, like Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Israel, or Netherlands, Israel, and Nicaragua. Like, no disrespect to Israel or Nicaragua. I'm not taking you guys too serious in that pool. But the top three teams, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Netherlands, like, those guys got some players. And keep in mind, Netherlands, obviously, European country, but they have a lot of Curaçaoans, a lot of those Central American countries that are still a part of the Netherlands. So, I mean, they get a good draw for their guys. Like, that, to me, is probably the best pool.
For sure. I mean, Pool C stays the same. Definitely Pool A and Pool B are a little bit of a difference. But I look at it and I almost think there's a little bit of setting up for the Olympics in 2028 after that when I look through it. But like you said, for our Team Canada or whatever, not an easy road by any means with Puerto Rico and Cuba. I mean, your boy Yachty managing Puerto Rico, that's going to be a good team. Cuba, you don't hear as much about them the last couple of years or whatever. They've been kind of quiet on the baseball front. Canada's going to have a good young team. Interesting to see it, but they could end up second in that division, in that pool, and make it through. You never know. United States look like they should be able to control Pool B for the most part. I mean, you're facing Mexico. Mexico had a very nice run the last time. Good showing. Italy, interesting. You're going to be able to pick up players. Great Britain, obviously, they have a lot of American minor league players that end up playing for them. Brazil got in the last qualifying or whatever, and that, so it's just great for them to get the experience, get the exposure, and see what happens. But Pool C and Pool D, I mean, they're going to be some good matchups again. Obviously, Pool C, Japan's got to be easily the number one, but it'll be interesting to see what Korea puts out there. Chechi is just a nice, really good conversation again. Chinese Taipei is going to be interesting as well. So, I mean, it's out. It's less than a year away. We know how good the last one was, right? We know how many fans it brought into baseball. And like you said, I mean, I don't know really the number one factor. Was it Shohei facing Trout? I don't think it was just that. That was a great finish. That was a Hollywood script. But when you looked at that original Latin American conference or pool, boy, that brought a lot of entertainment. That brought a lot of fans. I mean, you and Braden even talked about it for weeks afterwards, and you still talk about, you know, just the opportunity to watch baseball in that environment and just see how crazy those people go.
Well, that's it. World events, like when it's country versus country, man, there's a pride that you take as a member of those countries. right? Like, case in point, I mean, the Four Nations hockey, like, there's Americans that probably had never watched a hockey game, and they got turned on to hockey because all of a sudden it's America versus Canada in the finals, and they played, obviously, in the round robin and everything like that as well. But you're like, all right, like, this is our biggest rival in this sport, and it's very entertaining, right? So, like, Canada, for example, we have Freddie Freeman, right? Freddie Freeman, born in America, but plays for Canada because of his parents' lineage and everything like that, more mainly because his mother. But either way, you're like, all right, we got the Naylor brothers. We got Tyler O'Neill's. We got, like, guys like that, right? There's not a heck of a lot of MLB guys, a lot of AAA, AA guys that'll probably be representing us again come next year. But, I mean, at least we have some major leaguers now. So it's like, okay, we could be competitive. I think we're still probably going to be better than Cuba. Like you said, Cuba really over the past few years hasn't produced the same level of major league talent as basically like the mid-2010s when they were bringing out their Yasiel Puigs, Aroldis Chapman, guys like that, right? Now, Chapman obviously on the back end of his career, but he'll still be pitching for Cuba next year. Yeah, like, obviously, Puerto Rico's got to be the favorite. U.S. has to be the favorite. Japan has to be the favorite. And then Pool D, I'd say Dominican Republic has to be the favorite for those. And then, yeah, the two seed would be interesting. But, yeah, no, like, I'm looking at it. Mexico, I mean, you got to respect what Mexico did in the last tournament. Like you said, like, the last World Baseball Classic, they came up, they showed out. I believe they were in the semifinal game against U.S., if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they had a heck of a run last time. And, yeah, no, like, this is the best part because, like I said, it brings the people of the countries to watch these games. Like, you know, Japan's going to show up. Japan, I mean, they just got 22 million people for the opening series to watch it. Like, they're definitely going to show up.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, that pool, we get to hear the drum beats again and different things like that, right? So it's, hey, you got to be excited about it. If it's even 75% as good as last one, that's still a great tournament. A phenomenal tournament for baseball and globalization of it and stuff like that. So great. It's out there. We know what it looks like. So that's awesome, man. That's awesome. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about some highlights? You want to talk about some, I got two real good pitching performances from earlier today. I mean, obviously Max Meyer with the Florida Marlins against the Mets, 5 1/3 no hit innings out of the kid. Max Fried picking it up for Gerrit Cole. I mean, what was he? 7 innings, I believe, 11 strikeouts against the Tigers. Maybe 7+. I can't just remember. But yeah, I mean, hey, he's doing his job. He got signed for the big bucks. He's filling in for Gerrit Cole pretty quick. Well, and that's the cold day in Detroit.
There's a reason why I took him to be the AL Cy Young. I mean, you bring in a guy to do those type of things, and he was always very good in Atlanta, right? And you're seeing it. I mean, obviously, Atlanta is scuffling, and New York is thriving with him. Do I think he's Gerrit Cole? No, by no stretch of the imagination. Do I think he's an elite pitcher? Yes, absolutely. Today proves it. Cold weather, like you said, 7 innings, 11 Ks, 5 hits against. Like, that's another fantastic start. I mean, he's had 3 good plus starts. I mean, obviously, the Milwaukee opener was the good but not great start. And then the last two, obviously, he's pitched great. Another couple that you're forgetting are Mitch Keller and Eric Fetty. Eric Fetty was 6 no-hit innings, then gets yanked.
That's right.
And then Keller also went, I think, 7 innings. 6 Ks, 4 guys on base or something like that. Both guys in that one, that ended up being a 13-inning game. Pittsburgh won 2-1. But no, both those guys pitched gems. And this is the... I get that it's early in the year. I get that it's cold, but I want to swear, but I know I can't. This is the thing that makes me so mad. You get a pitcher that's throwing a no-hitter. You don't pull the pitcher throwing a no-hitter. I don't... Spring training, I get it. There was a no-hitter, but that's spring training. That's a bit different. This is regular season. You get a guy throwing a no-hitter, the team cannot hit against him. That's like Blake Snell in the playoffs, or in the World Series, sorry, against the Dodgers back in the COVID year, where it's like, listen, I'm just shoving. You guys can't touch me. You don't pull that pitcher out until they let up that hit.
You're talking about Marmel.
Yeah, Ollie Marmol.
Pulling Fetty. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Those are series that at the end of the year that we always talk about, not only pulling them over, throwing a no-hitter with, what was he at?
88 pitches through six.
Well, yeah, so you know, let him go the seven. Let him go until he gives up the hit. Who cares?
No, exactly. You know? That's it. I got momentum on my side. They could have.
Absolutely. They could have still won that game. It was 0-0 at the time and stuff like that. But I mean, that's a game at the end of the year, you look back at it and you lose out by one game on a wild card or a playoff position. You threw it away kind of thing. And again, I mean, there's no guarantee they win if they keep them in, but geez, don't just give away games. And I know as a manager myself that you always got to look ahead. And you got a pretty good relief corps. You got pretty good offense going through the first 10 days with the Cardinals and stuff like that. But that's a game where you got to come out of Pittsburgh on the road. And if you got a chance to win on the road, as they always say, right, you have to win. You got to take care of business at home. But on the road, if you can split or get lucky and take two out of three, boy, you better do it.
No, exactly. That's it. You want to be 3 of 4 at home, and you want to be 2 of 3 on the road. Minimum 500. You want to be that 2 and 4 on the road if you're playing a 4-game series, right? Like that's got to be the mindset. I got to split on the road, win at home. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mariana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover, and trust me, you're going to love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off throughout the store and earn Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it home for less. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 19th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at columbia.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thank you for sending in the curtain call questions. You know where you can do that, at Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try our very best to get them onto the show. So obviously, lots of San Francisco Giant fans right now, Nolan. They want to know, surprise team, what your thoughts are. I mean, today they were down 6-1 against the Reds. They're tied right now as recording goes on. Bottom of the ninth, they've come back 6-6. I mean, they're sitting 8-3. Is that one of your biggest surprises so far out of the first 10, 11 games?
Yeah, definitely them and the Los Angeles Angels. Those have to be the two biggest shockers to, I think, every fan out there. Obviously, they went out, they made some offseason moves, right? They go out, they get Justin Verlander, Willy Adames. I think that was really about it for the big two names that they acquired in the offseason. Obviously, some of their young kids have come up and matured a little bit into the major leagues, like a Tyler Fitzgerald and stuff like that. Some of their young pitchers obviously are taking that next step forward. I don't know, man. Yeah, like I'm looking at it. That team through the first 11 games so far obviously has looked pretty legit. Now, that being said, they've lost the past two, down 6-1 to Cincinnati. That's not a great start. But then, yeah, to come back and make it a 6-6 game late in it when you're down by five, like that's an impressive thing, man. I don't think a lot of people realize how impressive that is. When you're down by five runs, it's so easy to just pack it in and call it a day, right? Like, you know, okay, hey, listen, the odds aren't great. They're going to go with their bullpen guys now at this point in time. They just scored a run in the top of the six to make it a 6-1 game. Like, hey, listen, boys, it's not our day. And then all of a sudden you come back and you put up a four spot, then you put up a spot in the eighth inning just to tie it. You're like, man, okay, yeah, this might have a bit different of a feel. And I mean, they got Bob Melvin managing them. Like, Bob Melvin's been around the league for a long time, right? He knows what it takes to be a winner in the major leagues. Obviously, he did it with Oakland. He did it with San Diego. Now he's doing it with San Francisco. If they can continue that trend, obviously last year wasn't a great year for him. But no, yeah, that team definitely to me has been a shocker because they don't have a lot of household names. Like Matt Chapman, very good player. Don't get me wrong. Still don't know if he's on that household name list. Willy Adames, I mean, he's top 10 shortstop. He's certainly not the first shortstop that you think of, though, by any stretch of the imagination. It's like, okay, who else do they really have for name guys down there in San Fran? Not a heck of a lot. So for them to be 8-3, possibly 9-3 if they come back and actually beat Cincinnati, fantastic start for them.
Staying with the San Francisco Giants connection, what about the Texas Rangers? Is Mr. Bochy looking at doing the same thing in Texas as he did with the Giants in the 2010s? They're 9-4 right now, beat the Cubs. They came in flying, the Cubs. Beat them 6-2 today. Molly threw the longest game of his since 2022 for the Rangers. Not outstanding offense in the early goings, but they're winning games. And, I mean, Seager did have a couple of bombs today, so that's good to get him rolling for sure. There's no question about that. But, yeah, is Bochy doing Bochy things?
I mean, we were joking about it in the offseason, but Bochy's Bochy, right? That guy knows how to manage. He knows what he's doing. 9-4, yeah, that's a very hot start. And like you said, like the Cubs have been hot. So yeah. for them to win that series, like that's a good one for the Texas Rangers. You gotta be feeling pretty good right now. Because like you said, the offense isn't necessarily clicking on all cylinders, right? And they just placed Wyatt Langford on the IL with the oblique strain, I believe it was. And like you said, like, I mean, Bochy's got that weird 2-year thing. You know what? We'll win a World Series. We'll suck. We'll win a World Series. We'll suck. We'll win a World Series. I don't know. I really don't know if the Texas Rangers continue it. But, I mean, we've talked about it, and we talked about it a lot in the offseason. The AL West is a weak division this year. Like, there's no reason for them not to be able to at least win the West.
Yeah, I mean, Astros are coming along. They're winning again today. But I agree with you. I mean, I think we talked about that in the off season or preseason. And I look for the Rangers to be pretty legit there. I mean, Langford got hurt there, I think last night in the game, but he was swinging a good bat for them and stuff. But I think exactly right. If they can just, if they've got depth, that's a division that should be doable for them to take over again for sure. So coming in from Miami, Nolan, thoughts on the Miami Marlins? 6-6 after today, 5-0 against the Mets. Played the Mets great. I mean, and there's not a lot of Alcantara, but there's not too many names after that that are household names or even close to household names. So no, our Marlins scrappy, fans want to know.
Scrappy team.
Oh, there you go, scrappy, Marlins fans.
Yeah, scrappy team, man. I mean, making Skip Schumaker eat his words, saying he wanted to join a winner. Well,
yeah,
500 through the first 12 games. That was not on my bingo card for the Miami Marlins. I was saying, heck, they got a chance at 39 wins this year in total. So if they go on to 33 and 100 and what would that be? About 129? No, my math's off a bit there. But either way, 115 plus losses, whatever the number actually is. I think I'm going to be a little bit wrong on that preseason prediction. Because, no, yeah, the Marlins do look good. Like I said, scrappy team, not a lot of household names, but so far they're fighting out wins. They're finding ways to win. I mean, 5-0 today against the Mets, that's a big one. Like you said, Myers threw a fantastic game for him. And I mean, they got some, that's always been the thing that the Marlins have really done a good job with, is producing in-house pitching, knowing that I'm not going to be able to attract these big time free agents realistically anymore with the strength of the NL East and everything like that. And Cohen throwing around the money that he can, like, I don't have that financial flexibility to throw around this $200-300 million contract. And even that, you know, these players, if they sign that $200-300 million contract, they're getting traded after 3-4 years, because that's been the MO for the Miami Marlins for the past decade plus. I hope they do go on a magical run and somehow prove me wrong and prove a lot of people out there wrong that, you know what, they are actually a half decent team. I still think it's too early to tell, but the start that they've been on has been fantastic.
Los Angeles Angels fans, you touched on it briefly earlier in the show, Nolan. 7-3 going against Tampa Bay, 4-6 Tampa Bay playing at George Steinbrenner. I mean, again, I think I touched a little bit on it last week about Ron Washington and just finally getting guys that are like you said, grinders, dirtbags. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? The fans want to know. They're excited. I mean, this is probably the best they've felt in a decade.
Keep the goat alive. Keep him alive, please. Please, Ron. That's all I ask for, is just keep Mike Trout alive, because where there's a will, there's a way. That you know what, the Angels, if Mike Trout is healthy for a full season, very good chance at him finishing second in AL MVP behind Aaron Judge, who, I mean, continues to just tear the cover off of the baseball. Like the Angels, they made great moves in the offseason. As of right now, every single one of their moves so far is paying off. They got good veteran players, not necessarily breaking the bank on anybody in particular, but they just went out there and made smart moves to the point where, hey, you know what? If at the deadline we got to sell some of these guys, you know what? Very easily can do it, right? Just don't fall for the trap of what you did a couple years ago with Shohei Ohtani, where you guys went full-blown buyer mode, decided to release half the players by middle of August, or all the players by the end of the month of August, I think it was, and fall, 10 games out of the playoff hunt or something like that altogether. Lose Shohei for a second-round compensatory pick that's up in the majors now. But either way, yeah, I'm like, that Ryan Johnson, sorry, I think that's his name. And you're like, all right, end of the day, Angels right now, those moves paying off. But don't fool yourselves again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and Trout hasn't even hit his stride and stuff like that yet. So they're winning without him right now. But the bottom line is, like you said, he's on the field. So that's a win in itself. If you're the other players on that team, that's a win in itself or whatever. Because like you said, I mean, everybody knows once he gets rolling, he's going to get rolling. So San Diego Padres fans, Nolan, the team that was in turmoil a little bit all off season, sitting at 10-3, beat the Athletics 2-1 today. That was after Dylan Cease got just beat on last night by the Athletics. But hey, they're sitting first team to 10, first team to double digits.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still pissed off that we let Mike Schilt go. That is the one move that, as a Cardinal fan, I think every Cardinals fan can agree with me. Mike Schilt should have never left. I think that guy was a fantastic manager. There's a reason why I picked them to win the World Series. Like, you just look at that roster, and it's a talented roster. No one's disputing that. And the fact that they held on to all their pieces just to go on a run this year, it's a smart move. Like, you know, you got this year, and that might be about it for a few years with San Diego. I get that they got some of their young pieces locked up. Obviously, you got Fernando for a while. You got Jackson Merrill for a while. You got Cronenworth still for another couple years. Xander Bogaerts, obviously, he's signed for a few more years. But yeah, you're going to be losing your Dylan Cease, your Michael Kings, guys like that, right? So this has to be the year where you push the chips all in if you're the San Diego Padres. Like, looking at it from an outsider perspective, does not shock me that they're the first team to 10 wins. It's a good roster. It's a dang good roster.
They got a bit of work ahead of them, though. Merrill getting placed on a 10-day injured list
today.
You know, right hamstring strain. Those are tough. Those are really tough. And, of course, Tatis leaving the other night in the fifth. Left shoulder discomfort, too. So now the rest of this month, they're going to have to battle. They're going to have to use that depth. They're going to have to use that grit that you talk about and stuff like that, especially with the way, you know, the Dodgers are going to be there. They're having a little bit of an interesting series with the Washington Nationals. But the way the Giants are playing and stuff like that, it's going to be a grind. But like you said, a great manager knows how to handle it. Hey, they look good. They look good for sure. There's no question about it. So I do want to just touch on that Netflix series that I talked about early in the show. I don't want to give too much away or whatever or not, but Dirtbags, you do have to watch that series. Like I said, I'm into episode 5 right now. If you watched it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Tremendous documentary. Lots of enlightenment all across the board. I don't want to give it away. I'll talk more about it next week with Nolan, because I know Nolan's going to watch it over the next week, and we'll talk a little deeper about it, the significance of some of the areas that were discussed inside the show. Again, if you did watch it, Dirtbag, you already know what I'm talking about, but it was a great documentary. I know they've been doing it football for a while now, and it's great to see sports teams doing it. It's great to see that. We always talk about it, right? Getting behind the scenes, getting inside to see what a manager does, how he navigates, see how the players, how a long season goes, the ups, the downs, the ebbs, the flows that they talk about. I know I'm going to be personally passing it on to my guys over here in Munich with the players, because I've got a young team, and they need to see it. They need to understand this is what I'm talking about for this year for us, and that we're playing men. So it's a fantastic series. You have to watch it. So, but Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's Final Five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought this week, obviously the passing of Octavio Dotel, very sad. Truly a tragedy down in the Dominican Republic. Don't need to dive into too much details about that one. That one's truly sad. But I want to tip my cap. Kenley Jansen, 450 career saves, fourth member all time to hit 450. Is he a Hall of Famer? In my opinion, yes. But we know the way that they vote for relievers. Very strange. I think he might need to hit that 500 mark to be a Hall of Famer. Don't know, but I mean, that guy, the dominance that he's shown throughout his career, greatest move the Los Angeles Dodgers ever made, moving him from catcher to the closing pitcher role. Fantastic career. I tip my cap to 450. Hopefully you get 500 if your arm can hold up for another couple of years to get you there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, significant numbers for sure. No question about it. Tremendous career. Does it knock the door open? You're right, Nolan. I mean, that'll be up to the writers to decide that one, I guess. You know, Billy Wagner getting in. You just don't know. But at the end of the day, Dirtbags, tremendous career. Good final thought, Nolan, for sure. And obviously, I agree with you on the Dotel and the situation down there. Just very, very sad. So our thoughts go out to his family and just everybody that might be impacted in regards to it around baseball. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, man. Get out there this week and leave it on the field. Leave it off the field. Like, be that dirtbag. Like we say, get up, get after it, get dirty. Every single day as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, we get this opportunity to live once and just make the most of it day in, day out, because that's the gift you've been given. So please do not waste it. Just be a good part of society, the best teammate you can be, the best player you want to become, the best parent you can be, the best coach you can be, and the most supportive fan that you can be to your clubs. And that's what it's all about. So If you want to get in contact, you know where you can do it. Facebook, Instagram, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Curtain call questions, personal questions. That's what it's all about. So, unfortunately, though, Dirtbags, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.